And incidentally, your electric wire fence is not used by any sadists or anything like that. Electric wire fence is sometimes used by cattlemen because you need only a very light charge, and the shock will keep them up. A light shock will educate them and keep them away from the fence, rather. Before you had wire fences, what kind of fences were they? Here you might get into rail fences. And ask them to describe the rail fence. And then, of course, the usual kind you would describe, maybe even if you had to make the interlocking zigzag with your fingers, as I often do, suggest it. Then you might have another kind where the rails are not a zigzag but parallel with each other, and that they this would be the sometimes that's called the Connecticut rail fence as opposed to the zigzag Virginia rail fence. And you'd get in the word posts, things that you would fasten your fence on. Then, turning to page 18, well, your best dishes, you'd say you'd call them what? Or they're made out of what? And then, you ever see an egg made out of this? What would you call that kind of egg? That's used for interlocking R. Would you carry your water in? Would it be made out of wood or made out of metal? If it said either, you might go on, well, what about something you'd carry milk in? To get slop pail or swill pail or whatever like this kind, it says some old bucket. A bucket you might keep in your kitchen, you throw the scraps in, and to take out to feed to the hogs. Or you might put the scraps in dishwater in to take out to feed to the hogs, because this was often done. Then something bigger that you put stuff in that you didn't feed it to the hog, but carried away. That would be the basic distinction between a slop bucket and a garbage can. That the slop bucket was designed for things that were useful in the life of the farm or the small town. Backyard. Well, then, you're going to cook ham and eggs. What would you cook that in? Find out what it was made out of. Find out the older names for it. Then something big that you might cook potatoes in. And sometimes you might hear, ask, well, how about something big and black like this that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water for your soil clothes, because the term wash pot is very common. Then something that you might have on the mantle for putting the flowers in. This would be vase. If you get flower pot, you make ask cut flowers. Oh yeah, that's good. If they use cut flowers for what we would call, if they put cut flowers in what they call a flower pot, then you're pretty sure that this is synonymous with what we would call a vase.